首先请我们大家一同打开神的话语。
Shall we first off open up God's words?
以赛亚书五十四章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5.
诗篇的后面一点。
A little after the book of Psalms.
以赛亚书五十四章第五节。
Isaiah 54 verse 5.
因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。
For your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts.And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth.
我们再请读何西阿书、以赛亚书往后面翻一些，但以理的后面，何西阿书第一章。
And next, let's turn to the book of Hosea. This is after Isaiah, several books afterwards, and right after the book of Daniel.
何西阿书第一章我们读第二节和第三节。
Hosea chapter 1, let's read verses 2 and 3.
耶和华初次与何西阿说话，对他说，你去娶淫妇为妻，也收那从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，抛弃耶和华。于是何西阿去娶了低拉因的女儿歌灭，这妇人怀孕，给她生了一个儿子。
When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take to yourself a wife of harlotry, and have children of harlotry, for the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son.
我们再读第一章第六节的上半。
And then the first half of chapter 1, verse 6.
或者我们就读整个的第六节。
Or the whole verse.
歌灭又怀孕生了一个女儿，耶和华对何西阿说，给她起名叫罗路哈玛，小字就是说不蒙怜悯的意思，因为我必不再怜悯以色列家，绝不赦免他们。
Then she conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to him, Name her Lo Ruhamah, which means she has not obtained compassion. For I will no longer have compassion on the house of Israel that I would ever forgive them.
我们再读第八节到第九节。
And then verse 8 and 9.
歌灭给罗路哈玛断奶以后又怀孕生了一个儿子。耶和华说给他起名叫罗阿米。就是非我名的意思，因为你们不再做我的子民，我也不做你们的神。
When she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said, Name him Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God.
我们再读第二章第一节。
And then chapter 2, verse 1.
你们要称你们的弟兄为阿米，就是我名的意思。称你们的姐妹为路哈玛，就是蒙怜悯的意思。
Say to your brothers, Ami, which means my people, and to your sisters, Ruhama, which means she has obtained compassion.
我们再读同一章的第七节。
In the same chapter, verse 7.
他必追随所爱的，却追不上；他必寻找他们，却寻不见。便说我要归回前夫，因我那时的光景比如今还好。
She will pursue her lovers, but she will not overtake them, and she will seek them, but will not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now.
然后我们读十六节。
And then verse 16.
耶和华说，那日你必称呼我医师，就是我夫，我丈夫的意思。不再称呼我巴利，就是我主的意思。
It will come about in that day, declares the Lord, that you will call me Ishi, which means my husband, and will no longer call me Bali, which means my master.
我们再读22到23节。
And then verses 22 to 23.
地必应允五谷、新酒和油，这些必应允耶斯列民。耶斯列就是神栽种的意思。我必将它种在这地，素不蒙怜悯的我必怜悯，本非我名的我必对他说，你是我的名，他必说，你是我的神。
And the earth will respond to the grain, to the new wine and to the oil, and they will respond to Jezreel, which means God sows. I will sow her for myself in the land. I will also have compassion on her who had not obtained compassion. And I will say to those who were not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God.
我们再读第三章第一节第二节。
Chapter 3 verses 1 and 2.
耶和华对我说，你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。我便用银子15舍客勒，大麦一赫梅尔半，买他归我。
Then the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. So I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a half of barley.
我们再读第四章十六到十七节。
And then chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
以色列倔强犹如倔强的母牛，现在耶和华要放他们，如同放羊羔在宽阔之地，以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
Since Israel is stubborn like a stubborn heifer, can the Lord now pasture them like a lamb in a large field? Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone.
第六章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 6 verses 1 to 3.
来吧，我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹，过两天他必使我们苏醒，过三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他，他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up on the 3rd day, that we may live before him.So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth.
我们最后再读这个何西阿书的第十四章第四节。
And lastly, the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 4.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们消转。
I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them.
最后我们请翻到新约马可福音第十二章。
And lastly, let's turn to the New Testament Gospel according to Mark chapter 12.
我们要读30-31节。
We will read verses 30 and 31.
这两节圣经我请弟兄姊妹们一起来读。
I'm going to ask brothers and sisters, let's read it together.
30节，你要尽心，
you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。我们低头做一个祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
亲爱的主啊，
Dear Lord,
求你今天早晨借着你宝贵的话语 亲自对我们说话。
Lord, we pray that you yourself would speak to us through your precious words.
也求你开启我们心中的眼睛。
And do open up the eyes of our hearts.
使我们不但看见，也能明白你的旨意。
So that not only will we see, but we would understand your will.
主啊，求你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will move among us.
引导我们。
Lead us.
使我们讲的翻译的和听的都能同感一灵。
So that the one who speaks, who translates, and who hears, that we would all be moved by the same Spirit.
亲爱的主，我们宝贝你的同在。
Lord, we treasure your presence with us.
我奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
昨天早上在这里，为我们亲爱的 Brother Lawrence 弟兄有一个很好的安息聚会。
Yesterday morning here, we had a very wonderful memorial service for our dear brother Lawrence.
充满了主的同在。
It was filled with the Lord's presence.
有安慰，有鼓励，主也在聚会中得着了荣耀。
There was comfort, there was encouragement, and our Lord, He was glorified.
我们弟兄的一生不但爱主，爱家人，也爱弟兄姊妹们。
Our dear brother, in his lifetime, not only did he love the Lord, he loved his family, and he also loved brothers and sisters.
包括年轻的，也包括年长的。
Including the young ones and the older ones.
也包括我自己。
Including me, myself.
每一个主日，如果我没有来聚会。
On every Sunday, if I did not happen to attend Sunday gathering.
那个晚上。
That night,
我不能说百分之百，他常常打电话给我。
I can't say it was 100%, but he would often call me.
我很不敢当，他说，朱伯伯你好吗？今天没有看见你来聚会。
And I felt kind of embarrassed. He would say, Uncle Chu, I didn't see you this Sunday. Are you okay?
他也关心神的家。
And he cared about God's house.
上一个主日早晨在 Dumbo 分享了信息完了以后，
Last Sunday, after he finished sharing the message at Dumble,
下午还回到 HCA 来和弟兄们一同交通神家的事。他关心年轻人属灵的光景。
He came back to HCA in the afternoon to fellowship with the brothers about the young people because he cared about their spiritual condition.
就像上个主日，我们中弟兄在这里交通在耶利米书35章里面的利甲族人的见证一样。
Just like our brother Philip last Sunday, he spoke on Jeremiah 35 about the Kenite people.
是全心爱主、侍奉主、顺从并遵行主命令的一般人。
This was a group of people who loved the Lord with their whole heart and served God with everything they had.
我们的弟兄为我们的主自己做了美好的见证。
Our brother bore a very good testimony for the Lord.
也给我们这些留在地上同奔天路的圣徒留下了一个美好的榜样。
And also left behind a very good example for us who are still here walking on the heavenly way.
但愿我们都跟随他的脚踪，做一个好好爱主、侍奉主的人，直到主的再来。
Hopefully, we will also continue to walk in His footsteps so that we would love the Lord and serve Him until He returns.
今天早上我愿意从圣经中的小先知书，特别是第一本何西阿书来分享。
So this morning, I want to share with brothers and sisters from the minor prophets, the very first one, that is the book of Hosea.
来看这一位爱我们的神是如何爱他所造的人，就像丈夫爱妻子一样。
We want to see how God, the one who created us, loved us just like how a husband loves his wife.
虽然他所造的人犯罪堕落了，他的爱还是不改变。
Even though his created people, they had fallen, they had sinned, and yet his love never changes.
虽然神有的时候借着列国来惩罚，来管教他的百姓。
Yes, even though sometimes he uses the nations to discipline and to discipline his people.
但是至终，他还是要挽回他们，复兴他们，使他们成为心腹，能够许配给他。
And yet at the end, he still wants to recover and restore them so that they will become his bride, so that she could be wedded to him.
这是一个何等奇妙的爱情的故事。
This is such an amazing love story.
所以我今天的负担是盼望借着神对他子民不改变的爱来激励我们爱主的心。
So to this morning, I want to use this unchanging love of our God to encourage all of us.
我们都能起来回应他的爱，做一个爱主侍奉主的人。
That we would all be those that would respond to his love, to love and serve him.
所以我今天早上分享的题目就是神和人相爱的故事。
So the topic of my sharing today is the love story between God and man.
我要从简略的从整本圣经和从何西阿书，最后从丈夫妻子三方面来看神和人相爱的故事。
And so with these three points I want to share about the love story between God and man. First is just very simply throughout the entire Bible, and then through the book of Hosea, and then the relationship between husband and wife.
我们先从整本圣经来看。
And so first let's take a look throughout the entire Bible.
从圣经的一开头创世纪，我们就可以看见这一位自由拥有是爱的神，他心中有一个美好的旨意。
So let's take a look. First off, in Genesis, we know that this God, who is the Almighty, all-powerful God, he had this purpose in his heart.
这个旨意是什么呢？
What is this purpose?
就是要得着一个配偶，与他相配，相爱。
And that is, he wants for himself another half. He wants a companion that will love him.
所以他造了天，他造了地，他也照着自己的形象和样式造了人。
That is why he created the heavens and the earth, and he also created man who is made in his own image.
他又说，那个人独居不好，就使他沉睡，取了他的肋骨，造了一个女人。
And so that is why he said, this man, it is not good for him to be alone. That is why he took a rib out of his side and then created the woman.
被称为他骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And now she is the flesh of his flesh, the bone of his bone.
当然神祝福这第一对夫妻，要他们生养众多，遍满地面，为他掌权管理。
And so of course God blessed this first couple that they would be fruitful and multiply and fill the entire earth.
神在这里说那人独居不好。
God has said it is not good for man to be alone.
这句话不是很简单的。
It's not a very easy thing to say this.
他含蓄地说出了他心意中要造人，他要与人相爱。
Because he implicitly also states that God's heart desires that he wants to love man and man to love him.
他照自己的形象、样式、性情和美德来造人。
Because he created man with his own nature, his own temperament, his own image.
我们说了他使亚当沉睡，取了他的肋骨，造了一个女人。
We have already said that he caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep, took a rib out of him, and then created woman.
再说，他是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And then he said, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh.
这里他说的这些话不是那么的肤浅，他乃是预言式的说出来，有一天神要亲自道成肉身来到世间，为人沉睡受死。
This is not a simple thing because actually he is implying that one day that he, when Adam fell asleep, that he is to die and that he is to suffer death and then to bleed and give his life for the woman.
他要从他的肋旁流出水和血来洗净人的罪。
And from his side he would bleed and also have water come out to cleanse man of his sin.
要重生他们，使他们得着他永远的生命。
He is to regenerate them so that they would have eternal life.
亚当和夏娃这一对夫妻说出了神和人相爱的故事。
And so Adam and Eve, they illustrate to us the love story between man and God.
就是基督和教会的故事。
That is the story of Christ and the church.
然而这个故事的插曲就是第三者撒旦仇敌的介入。
However, there's a twist to the story, and that is the intervention of a third. That is the introduction of the enemy Satan.
撒旦欺骗人，破坏人，使人背叛神，如淫妇背叛丈夫。
Satan comes to deceive, to destroy people, to allow people to betray God like a prostitute with her husband.
创世纪第一章第二十六节，神说，我们要照着我们的形象样式造人。
In Genesis 1:26, God says, let us, we will create man in our image.
这里告诉我们三而一的父子圣灵有一个会议决定要造人。
And so here we have this meeting between the triune God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they decided they were going to create man.
但是他也知道将来有一个仇敌撒旦会来破坏神的旨意。
However, he also knows that later on there will be an enemy, Satan, who will come to destroy God's will.
所以子就自愿说我愿意做羔羊来拯救人。
And so the Son volunteered himself to become the Lamb to redeem and save man.
这就是在启示录十三章那里羔羊被称为从创世以来被杀的羔羊。
And this is in Revelation 16. This is speaking of the Lamb who had been slain before the foundation of the earth.
当人类失败堕落以后，神呼召了亚伯拉罕。
After the fall of man, we know that God called Abraham.
他就兴起了一个蒙召的族类以色列人，使他们在埃及成长，成为以色列国。
He raised up the people called the Israelites who grew up in Egypt to become the nation of Israel.
但是他们从出埃及以后，他们又一再的离弃神，然而神不断的拯救他们。
However, after the time of Exodus, they again and again abandoned God, but God continuously saved them.
那么到了先知以赛亚的时候，
However, when we come to the prophet Isaiah,
在我们刚刚读的以赛亚书54章第五节，那里神对以色列人说，
However, in Isaiah 54:5, which we just read, God says to the Israelites,
因为造你的是你的丈夫，
For your husband is your maker.
万军之耶和华是他的名，
Whose the name is the Lord of hosts.
救赎你的是以色列的圣者，
And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel.
他必称为全地的神。
Who is called the God of all the earth.
这里清楚地指出，
Here it clearly tells us,
这位万军之耶和华不但是创造我们人类的造物主，
The Lord of hosts is not only the maker of all the heavens and earth and all creation,
也是我们的丈夫。
He's also our husband.
他后来要道成肉身，降世做救主，来救赎人类。
And later he incarnated in flesh so that he could become our Redeemer and Savior and save all mankind.
所以我们这些受造的人，
So all of us who have been created,
不论你是选民以色列人或者是外邦人，
Whether you're the chosen nation of Israel or you are Gentile,
不论你我是男是女，我们都是站在妻子和女人的地位上。
Whether you are male or female, you are all, we are all standing on the position of being the wife, the woman.
表示我们是要依靠他。
Meaning that we need to rely on him.
我们只有一位丈夫，就是造我们的神。
We only have one husband, and that is the creator, our maker.
所以在哥林多后书第十一章第二节那里。
And so in 2 Corinthians 11:2, there it says,
使徒保罗说他曾经把哥林多的圣徒许配给一个丈夫。
The apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that he has betrothed them to only one husband.
如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
As a virgin is betrothed to Christ.
所以你我只要是蒙拣选的圣徒。
So as long as you are a chosen saint of God.
不论你我是弟兄或姊妹，我们都应该像童女一样单单的来爱我们的主。
Whether you are a brother or a sister, you are to only love the Lord your God.
因为从我们被造的时候，我们就已经被许配给基督，他是我们的丈夫。
Because when you were created, you were already betrothed to the Lord, who is your husband.
但是神的仇敌从起初就一路的破坏了，也欺骗了所有的人。
But Satan's enemy, or God's enemy, Satan, from the very beginning, he deceived and destroyed everyone from the very beginning.
所以等一下我就要用何西阿书来说明神如何用他不放弃的大爱。
So later, I will use the book of Hosea to describe God's unfailing love.
来挽回他所爱的配偶，使这个神和人相爱的故事能有一个完美的结局。
To restore his beloved spouse and make the story of God and man to have a perfect ending in love.
到了新约。
When we come to the New Testament,
从约翰福音三章二十六到二十九节
，from the Gospel of John, chapter 3:26-29,
说到主耶稣的先锋施洗约翰
，it speaks of the forerunner of our Lord Jesus, that is John the Baptist.
他被人问到说，你所见证的那位耶稣现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
He says that the one that you have witnessed about and you also baptized, he's now, everyone is going after him.
意思就是说你不介意啊。
Which means you don't mind.
约翰怎么回答?
What did John respond?
娶新妇的就是新郎。
That the one who is to marry is the bridegroom.
原来神创造人后来来到地上拯救人。
God came to create man and then came to save man.
他的目的就是在地上要得着一个心腹。
His purpose is that on earth he will gain a bride.
有他的生命和他的性情可以跟他相配。
That has his life, that has his nature, that can be matched together with him.
好比新郎来娶新妇。
Just like how a bridegroom comes to marry his bride.
这是何等神圣崇高的思想和意念。
This is such a holy and heavenly thought.
后来到了以弗所书第五章第三十一节到三十二节。
And then when we come to Ephesians 5:31-32.
那里是接续创世纪二章二十四节的思想。
It continues on the same thought of Genesis chapter 2.
它不但重复创世纪二章二十四节的话说人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体。
Not only does it repeat the words there, but man must leave his parents and his wife to become one.
而且进一步的启示说婚姻是极大的奥秘但是是指着基督和教会说的。
However, it continues to reveal that marriage is a great mystery and also speaks of the meaning that of Christ and the church.
到了圣经的最后启示录我们 看到21章第9节那里说
And then when we come to the end of the Bible, Revelations 21:9,
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中
One of the seven angels who took the seven golden bowls,
有一位来到使徒约翰面前说你到这里来
He came to the Apostle John and said come here
我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻指给你看
I will bring my bride the lamb's wife to show you
这什么意思
What does this mean?
掌着七灾的天使
This angel who held the seven plagues in his hand
表示说灾难对某些人是审判
That means that plagues to some people means punishment.
但是对某些人是管教，是炼净。
But to some people, it is discipline, it is purification.
目的是要人的心转向神，来明白神的爱。
The purpose is so that man's heart can turn and understand God's love.
终于能够全心的来爱神。
To finally love God with all their hearts.
成为羔羊的妻。就是他的心腹。
To become the bride of the Lamb, that is to become this new wife.
所以，整本圣经，从创世纪到启示录，都是在启示神和人相爱的故事。
And so the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it is revealing this love story between God and man.
就是要来成全，成就他那个永远不改变的旨意。
In order to accomplish and to fulfill his never changing will.
第二方面我们从何西阿书来看这一个神和人相爱的故事。
Secondly, let's take a look at this love story between God and man through the book of Hosea.
小先知书只称为小因为篇幅不长。
We know that the minor prophets are called minor because those books are not very long.
但是小先知书它的重要性是它好像一把钥匙
However, the importance of each minor prophet is like each one of them being a key
钥匙很小它可以开大门呢
A key is very small and yet it can open large doors
所以从小先知书里能够把神在人身上的旨意说得清楚又完全
And so through these minor prophets it speaks very clearly and very completely God's will
这个先知何西阿名字的意思是什么呢
？What is the meaning of this prophet Hosea? What is the meaning of his name?
就是耶和华的救恩。
It is the salvation of Jehovah.
也可以说是耶和华就是救恩。
Or that Jehovah is salvation.
在这本书里面，把神对他子民的爱和他们被盗的光景有非常生动的描述。
This book very vividly describes God's love for his people and their apostasy.
在何西阿书第一章第二节那里告诉我们。
In Hosea chapter 1 verse 2, there it tells us.
神命先知何西阿去娶一个淫妇，她的名字叫歌篾。
There God ordered the prophet Hosea to go and marry the adulteress named Gomer.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是说明以色列人离弃神，虽然如淫妇。
And that is that the Israelites have forsaken God like an adulteress.
但是神仍旧爱她，仍然要娶她为妻。
But God still loves her and still wants to take her as his wife.
不但如此
Not only that,
还叫他收纳从淫乱所生的儿女
But to also bear children born of fornication
神从他三个儿女的身上取的名字说出了神要管教他们的心意
And so from the names of his three children it illustrates God's will and his heart regarding the people
第一个儿子叫耶斯列他你读前后文就知道神要来审判惩罚他们。
The very first son, Jezreel, we know that the meaning in the context is that God is to judge.
罗路哈玛女儿意思是说神不怜悯。
Roluhama, this daughter, her name means that God has no mercy.
第三个是儿子叫罗阿米说非神的子民。
And so the third son, Roami, means not God's people.
但是后来啊到了第二章第一节和第二章二十二节二十三节却说要来称他们为神栽种。
However, later on when we get to chapter 2, we know that they will be called God's planting.
是蒙怜悯的。
And that they have been received mercy.
是我的子民。
And that later they are called my people.
尽管如此。
Not only so.
以色列人却仍旧行淫，在神以外仍然别有所爱。
And yet, the Israelites still committed adultery and still had no love for God.
你知道照旧约的律法，如果有妻子不忠于丈夫，是要用石头打死的。
You know that according to the Old Testament law, if a wife, she commits adultery, she is to be stoned.
然而，神对他子民的爱是仍旧不改变。
And yet, God's love for his people remains the same.
所以到了何西阿书第三章第一节。
And so when we come to Hosea chapter 3 verse 1,
神就命先知再去爱一个淫妇，就是歌篾。
God commanded the prophet to again marry Gomer.
好像以色列人虽然偏向别神，但是耶和华还是爱他们。
It's just like the Israelites who favored other gods, and yet God still loves them.
不但如此，也许因为也许这个歌篾的堕落已经被卖为奴了。
And not only so, it is possible that because Gomer had already been sold into slavery again,
何西阿还出重价，出了银子代价来买他回来归我。
Hosea had to pay a price. He had to pay out of his own pocket the silver in order to purchase her back to himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，以色列人的光景不也就是我们的光景吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, isn't the condition of the Israelites just like our own condition?
我们信主得救，一再的远离他。
After we have believed in the Lord Jesus, we constantly stray away from Him.
本来我们是属神的，应该单单的爱他。
Previously, we belong to God. We should only wholeheartedly love Him.
然而，我们常常在他以外还别有所爱，如这里圣经所说的，像淫妇一般。
And yet, we often have loves outside of him, just like this harlot, as the Bible describes.
但是感谢主，我们的光景会改变。曾经多次向他不忠实，但是他向我们的爱也永远不改变。
And yet we thank the Lord, even though we are unfaithful and stray away so many times, our circumstances change, yet his love never changes.
因为神的恩赐和选召是不后悔的。
Because his,
没有后悔的。
His calling has no regrets.
他既然拣选了我们，就爱我们到底。
Since he has chosen us, he will love us to the uttermost.
所以这位爱我们的神不但是造我们的丈夫。
And so this God who loves us, not only is our creator, our husband.
他还是救赎我们的救赎主。
but he is also the Redeemer, the Savior of us all.
他在十字架上舍命流血。
He died and bled for us on the cross.
为我们付了最大的代价，买我们回来归给他。
He paid the greatest ransom in order to purchase us back to himself.
所以我们每一次坐在主的桌子面前，
So every time I sit before the Lord's table,
都是想到自己那个被盗的罪和他不改变的大爱。
Every time I think about the sin of my own apostasy and his great unchanging love.
不能不开口把我的感谢和赞美归给为我死而复活的主。
I cannot help but to open up my mouth and give thanks to the Lord who had died and risen for me.
如果不是因为他不舍弃的大爱，今天我不可能还站在这里。
If it were not for his unfailing love, I could not be standing here today.
那么接下去到了何西阿书第四章。
And so as we continue on into Hosea chapter 4.
说然而以色列人仍旧倔强如母牛。
There it says, since Israel is stubborn like a stubborn heifer.
仍然亲近偶像，心中别有所爱。
And they still join themselves to idols, they still have other loves outside of myself.
所以在四章十六十七节，神就任凭他们。
And so in chapter 4, 16 and 17, there God left them.
到了五章六节七节说，他就暂时离开他们，使他们受罚，他们的地业被吞灭。成为荒场。
And so even in chapter 5, 6, and 7, he left them temporarily, punishing them, destroying their property, and desolating them.
你去看看以色列人的历史，他们是不断的被撕裂，被打伤，好像人管教自己的孩子一样。
If you take a look at the history of the Israelites, they were constantly being disciplined, torn, and wounded, just like how men discipline their own children.
不是降灾祸的意念，目的是要将他们悔改归向神。
Not just merely for them to experience desolation, but for them to be disciplined so that they would return.
对我们神的儿女，岂不是这样吗？
As children of God, isn't it the same thing for us?
神许可一些环境临到我们。
God allows certain circumstances to come to us.
他借着不同的人、事、物来管教我们。
Through different people, situations, and matters, He uses it to discipline us.
不是别的目的，他的目的就是要我们的心转向他嘛。
For no other purpose but to turn our hearts back to Him.
而且这一种受管教、转向神的经历可能在一生中要发生过好多次。
And these experiences of being disciplined, perhaps it would happen many times in our life.
所以在何西阿书二章十六节，你看二章啊，在何西阿书的早期啊，以色列人说：“我要归回前夫啊，因为那时的光景比如今好。”
And so even in Hosea chapter 2, this is the very beginning of the book, the Israelites said, I am going back to my first husband because it was better for me then than it is now.
也要呼叫他，你是我的丈夫啊，我不再呼叫你巴利我主了。
And she says that, I want to call you Ishi, my husband, not Baal, my master.
所以他们有一点领会了。
And so they had some understanding.
他们跟神之间的关系不是主人仆人的关系，那是夫妻的关系。
That their relationship with God is not a servant and master, but one of husband and wife.
但是我们都不要等到有难处的时候才回到我们的主面前身边。
Shall we not wait until we have difficulties to return back to our Lord?
我们要趁着还有今天，就要归回爱我们的神。
While we still have today, let us return back to the Lord who loves us.
归回神呢，我们要有一个很深的一个领会啊，乃是回到我们丈夫的身边来依靠他。
This type of returning, you need to understand that it is a returning to your husband to once again love him.
好像何西阿书第三章第五节说的，以敬畏的心归向耶和华，领受他的恩惠。
That is to return, like what it says in Hosea 3 verse 5, to return with reverence to Jehovah to receive his grace.
到了何西阿书第六章第一节第二节这么说。
When we come to Hosea 6 verse 1 and 2, it says,
这个中间是又远离又管教又回来了，说来吧，我们归向耶和华。
Because once again they have left the Lord and now they want to come back. They say, come, let us return to the Lord.
他撕裂我们，也必医治。
He has torn us, but he will heal us.
他打伤我们，也必缠裹。
He has wounded us, but he will bandage us.
过两天，他必使我们苏醒。
In 2 days, he will revive us.
第三天， 他必使我们兴起。
He will raise us up on the third day.
表面看起来是外邦的列国来攻击掠夺以色列人。
On the surface, it appears that the Gentile nations had come to attack and take captive the people.
但其实是神借着列国来撕裂，来打伤他们。
But it was God who was using the nations to tear and wound them.
但是他也必缠裹，他也必医治。
But he will bandage and he will heal.
这位爱他们也是爱我们的神，因为以色列人的故事就是我们的故事。
God, because he loves the Israelites, it is the same story for them as it is for us.
不但在外面缠裹他们，
Not only is he healing them,
还要在里面去医治他们被盗的病。
He's bandaging them outwardly, but healing their apostate disease within.
这就是到了何西阿书最后十四章第四节所告诉我们的。
This is what it's telling us in the end of the book, in chapter 14, verse 4.
因为神知道人的本相。
Because God knows the very nature of man.
他知道原来在我们里面有一个被盗的病。
He knows that within us we have this disease of apostasy.
使得我们一再的犯罪，得罪他。
Which causes us to constantly sin and offend him.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
神要怜悯，连续还要医治我们被盗的病。
God will continue to have mercy and heal our apostasy towards him.
至终啊，神要使我们得以回转来归向他。
So that at the very end we will return and be restored unto him.
至终以色列人和所有神的儿女都要复兴，都要归向神。
And so at the very end, the Israelites together with all his children will be revived and returned back to God.
这是就是在何西阿书第六章第三节那里说到主还要再来。
And this is spoken of in Hosea chapter 6 that the Lord will return.
基督再来的时候他出现要如晨光。
That our Lord Jesus, when he appears, he will shine as a light, morning light.
他要临到干旱枯竭之地，如秋雨春雨。
He will come like the rain; it will fall on dry places like the late rain and the spring rain.
地里面要再出宝贵的土产。
The land will again produce fruits.
圣城新耶路撒冷要从天而降，要预备好了。
The holy city of New Jerusalem will now come down from the heavens; it will be prepared.
就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Just like the bride who is made ready and waiting for her husband.
神和人相爱的故事可以得到完满的结局。
Now this love story between God and man can have a perfect ending.
弟兄姊妹不要灰心，那是我们的结局，终点。这个故事要有完满的结局。
Brothers and sisters, do not be disheartened because the end of the story will have a very happy ending.
第三，我从丈夫和妻子的关系来看神和人相爱的故事。
Thirdly, I want to talk about the love story between God and man through the relationship of husband and wife.
我们常常不明白神对人的爱。
We often do not understand God's love for man.
所以神就用人地上的人际关系，像丈夫和妻子的关系。
And so God often uses human relationships, like the relationship between husband and wife.
也用父母和儿女的关系来让我们亲身体验什么是爱。
And also the relationship between parents and children, so that we can come to understand God's love.
我们都知道，在夫妻的关系中，绝对不允许有第三者的介入。
We do know that between husband and wife in their relationship, there cannot be a third party.
双方应该在彼此相爱的关系之下才结合的。
That this couple, they are united only between the two of them.
如果有一方对另外一方说，我非常的爱你，但是我只有 99% 的爱你。
If one says to the other, I really love you, however, I only love you 99%.
还有 1% 我是爱第三者。
There is 1% that's left, that's remaining, where I love a third.
这样的婚姻迟早会出问题。
Sooner or later, there will be problems with this marriage.
同样的原则，在新约中，法利赛人、圣经的学者来问主耶稣。
In the same principle, the biblical scholars of the New Testament, the Pharisees, they came to ask Jesus.
问主耶稣说，诫命律法中最大的是什么？
They asked him, what is the greatest law of the commandments?
马可福音十二章三十和三十一节，主耶稣回答说
：“And so Mark chapter 12 verse 30-31, the Lord Jesus responded saying,
'你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
'He says, 'You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind.'”
其次就是说要爱人如己
，which is also to say that you are to love others as yourself.
再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
There is no other commandment greater than these two.
这个尽心啊，英文是说全心。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart means wholeheartedly.
百分之百，不是百分之九十九。
It's 100%, not 99%.
爱主，要全心的爱他。就如夫妻之间相爱的关系。
That when you are to love him, that you are to love him with your whole heart, just like in a relationship between husband and wife.
心里没有别的神，不贪爱他以外的事物。
And that in your heart, that there is no other God, there is no other love apart from him.
要像贞洁的童女一样，单单的爱他。
Loving him just as how a pure virgin would love him.
这里是说到我们的身份。和我们的地位。
This speaks of our status and our position.
所以这就是为什么有些事情外邦人可以随便去做，我们不能做。
That is why there are some things that Gentiles may do, but we cannot do.
因为结了婚的人是受婚约的束的约束。
Because those who are married, they are now under the restrictions of the marriage contract.
而且也是因为爱的缘故，才愿意心甘情愿的放弃。婚前的自由。
And now, because of the reason of love, they are willing to now, put aside all the freedom that they had before marriage.
也不是因为律法的规条规定我们不能去做，而是因为爱的缘故。
It's not because there's any law that stipulates you cannot do it, but it is because of the reason of love.
我们都知道这个道理，才心甘情愿地走入婚姻。
We all know this. That is why we voluntarily walk towards marriage.
所以婚姻一面是甜美的，但是另外一面也是受约束的。
And so on one hand, marriage is very sweet, but on the other hand, it is also restrictive.
但是在世上人的婚姻的关系中，
But among the people of this world, in their marriages,
如果有一方背了约，或者在爱上出了问题，
If one person breaks a marriage covenant or there's problems with their love,
一般人会用离婚来解除婚约。
Most people will use divorce to solve their problems.
因为我们人太有限了，我们人的爱也是有条件的。
Because we humans, we're too limited and our love is conditional.
你不再爱我了，我也无法爱你了。
If you don't love me, I can no longer love you either.
所以世界上有这么多离婚的例子。
That is why we have so many examples of divorce here in this world.
只有神的爱是永远的，是无条件的。
However, only God's love is unconditional and eternal.
所以我们也只有靠着神的爱才能真正的去爱人。
So that is why the only way we can love others is through God's love.
我们不能爱，所以神就差他的独生爱子来到地上。
We cannot love, so God sent his beloved son onto this earth.
在十字架上为我们舍己。
On the cross, he gave up his own life.
不但赦免我们，洗净我们一切被盗所犯的淫行。
Not only did he cleanse, forgive us of our sins, but cleanse all of our apostate behaviors.
他还亲自成为圣灵，进到我们的里面，做我们的生命。
But he is also the Holy Spirit, and he dwells within us to be our life.
使我们可以靠着他的生命，过出一个爱神和爱人的生活来。
So that through his life, we can live a life that loves God and loves man.
也可以这么说，只有一个爱神，被神的爱所摸着的人。
Or we could put it this way, that only a person who loves God and has been touched by God's love,
才会真正的爱妻子，好像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Will that person truly love his own wife, just like how Christ loved the church and gave his own life for her?
有一位弟兄啊，他年轻的时候爱主，服侍主很多。
There was a brother when he was young, he really loved the Lord and served the Lord much.
他的妻子在家里带孩子，有所抱怨。
And so his wife at home, she was taking care of the children, she had some complaints.
有年长的姊妹啊，就鼓励这个年轻的妻子。
And so there was an older sister who encouraged this young wife.
说弟兄爱主是好的。
And said, it is a good thing for your brother,
for your husband,
to love the Lord, otherwise he would love the world.
这个姊妹就受鼓励了。说我也要起来爱主，追求主。
And so this young sister was encouraged. She says, I also want to pursue after the Lord and love him.
一个家就在主里面这样的被建立起来。
And so this family was established in the Lord.
所以如果一家人好好的爱主，夫妻之间，父母儿女之间会相爱，会亲近。
And so if an entire family can love the Lord, then between the spouse, between the children and the parents, everyone will be at peace.
因为我们在世上的这一些人际的关系本来就是说出神和人相爱的故事嘛。
Because all of our human relationships is to illustrate this love story between God and man.
上个主日啊，弟兄在这里说啊，有人问说，如果我花时间在神的家里，那我自己的家不是损失了吗？
Our brother last Sunday shared with us here that there may be some of us who say, if I spend time in God's house, wouldn't my family suffer loss?
所以我们弟兄就鼓励啊，说如果你有这个问题啊，你就去问问那些花时间爱主爱教会的人。
And so our brother encouraged us that if you have this question, go find those who spend time in God's house and ask them for their testimony.
说你们先求主的国和他的义，那你们吃什么穿什么这些事情神有赐给你们吗？
And that if you first seek God's kingdom, his righteousness, then for the things that you need to eat and what you wear, will God really provide?
你们活的信心是不是就是这样把主放在第一位里面而这样的来的吗？
Is living faith indeed like this and putting his things first?
我可以见证说是的。
I can testify and say yes.
爱主是最上算的事。
I can say that loving the Lord is the most important thing.
当你爱神，和神的关系对了，
when you,
和人的关系就自然对了。
When you love God and your relationship with Him is right, then all your human relationships will naturally also be right.
我下面要简单的说到，既然明白神对人是这样的爱，我们应该有怎么样的回应。
So now I want to share about how, since we understand God's love is like this, how should we respond?
神这一个崇高的不离不弃直到爱我们爱到底的爱，配得我们来全心爱他。
God, He loves us so much like this. He is worthy for us to love Him.
爱神其实就是神造人的目的嘛。
To love God is actually the purpose for why God has created man.
神造人就是要得着一般人来爱他，来做荣耀的教会。
God created man so that we would love him, so that we would be a group of people who would be his glorious church.
成为他的心腹啊，满足他那个心中最深的那个心愿。
To be his bride and to satisfy the deepest desire of his heart.
所以上个主日弟兄鼓励我们要祷告。
And so last Sunday, our brother encouraged us to pray.
求主在我们心中做新事。
Do a new thing in our hearts.
什么是新事？
What is this new thing?
就是好好的爱主啊。
That is to love the Lord.
爱主就像利甲族人一样。
To love the Lord like the Kenite people.
世世代代顺服祖先的命令，不喝酒。
That through generation after generation, they obey their forefathers' command to not drink wine.
用今天的话来说，就是不要爱世界。
In today's words, it means do not love the world.
因为主的爱比酒更好。
Because the love of our Lord is better than wine.
神造人的目的就是神和人的相爱。
God created man in order to have love between him and men.
我再说，
I say again,
神爱我们没有问题。
It's no problem for God to love us.
如果我们爱神，和神的关系对了，人生的各方面也就都对了。
If you love God and your relationship with Him is right, then all your human relationships will also naturally be right.
举个简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
基要真理组啊，有一位年长的弟兄。
There is an older brother in the Basic Truth Group.
我相信他信主，因为参加基要真理组嘛，所以应该不是太久嘛。
Since he attends the Basic Truth Group, perhaps he has not been in the Lord that many years.
年长嘛，结婚已经多年了嘛。
But because he's older, he has been married for many years.
他说什么？
What does he say?
我信主以后发现夫妻的关系大大改善。
That after I have believed in the Lord, that my marital relationship has greatly changed for the better.
所以今天的信息的bottom line 是什么呢？就是要趁着今天好好的爱主。
So what is the bottom line of today's message? That is, while it is still today, love the Lord.
夫妻好好的爱主。
Couples, love the Lord.
子女好好的爱主。
Children, love the Lord.
如果我们爱主。
If you love the Lord.
顺服主，彼此顺服，就是一件自然的事。
And you obey the Lord, and you mutually submit to one another. This is a beautiful thing.
也是一件甜美的事。
And also a very sweet thing.
我还愿意复习一下 Brother Lawrence 的见证，我们来彼此勉励。
And I want to once again, speak of Brother Lawrence's testimony to mutually encourage one another.
我归纳四个点啊。
I want to bring up 4 points.
他是爱神。
He loved God.
爱人。
Loved people.
爱教会。
Loved the church.
并且爱慕主显现的人。
And also one who loved the appearing of our Lord.
他不但在教会中服侍高中生，教导他们，他自己是以身作则。
Not only did he serve the high school students and teach them, but he also led by example.
爱神。
Loved God.
他怎么爱神？
How did he love God?
他爱慕主的话，遵守主的命令。
He loved God's word and he held fast to God's commands.
他不但忠于主话的教导，他自己也活出这样的生活。
Not only was he faithful in the guidance of the word, but also lived such a life.
再说他爱人。
He loved men.
他爱家人。
He loved his family.
他爱弟兄姊妹如同自己的亲人。
He loved brothers and sisters as if they were his own family.
他真是把主的爱彰显出来。
He really expressed the love of God.
再说他爱教会。
And then we speak of how he loved the church.
他尤其爱教会中年轻人属灵的光景。
He was particularly concerned about the spiritual condition of the young people in the church.
我们昨天都听到了。
We all heard it yesterday.
我们的弟兄在地上怎么过他最后的一天呢？
How did our brother spend his very last day on earth?
早晨在 Dumbo 分享主的信息，和那里的弟兄姊妹有交通。
In the morning he spoke the message at Dumbo to share with the saints there, and then in the afternoon came back here.
下午赶回到 HCA 和服侍高中的弟兄姊妹们交通关于年轻人的事。
He came back here to fellowship with the saints to talk about the matters of the young people.
直到傍晚才回家。
And then he returned home in the evening.
他的妻子 Sister Chat 告诉我们说，
And his wife Sister Chat tells us.
他参加完了那个侍奉聚会很高兴，跟他妻子说。
And she says that after he returned home, he was very happy and said to her,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所有服侍高中的弟兄姊妹，
All those who serve the brothers and sisters in the high schoolers,
我们都进入同样的负担。
We all bear the same burden.
他的负担是什么？
What is this burden?
他何等的盼望高中学生和他们的父母都能爱慕主的话。
They all desire that the parents as well as the students will all love God's word.
儿女和父母都能一起起来爱主，都被主得着啊。
That parents and children together will love the Lord and all be gained by the Lord.
不但这样，
Not only so,
他更是一个爱慕主显现的人。
Our brother was one who loved the appearing of the Lord.
上个主日在 Dumbo 最后一篇信息中，
In his very last message on Sunday at Dumbo,
他提醒劝勉弟兄姊妹今年要更加的爱主。
He reminded, encouraged and exhorted the saints there to love the Lord even more this year.
要更加公义的生活。
That they would live more and more of a righteous life.
他说这些话的时候他甚至流泪了。
That when he spoke these words, he even wept.
他说我们要更坚定不移的盼望主的再来。
He says that even more so, we need to be determined to wait for his appearing.
就如上个主日和今天早上我们在信息前所唱的诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we sang right before the message.
如果我爱你，主耶稣，是现在。
If ever I love thee, 'tis now.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Because we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们都不要以为来日方长，还有许多的未来。
Don't think that the years are long and that the future holds very much for you.
让我们彼此勉励。
Let's be mutually encouraged.
愿我们的心都定在一件事上。
May all of our hearts be fixed on one thing.
就是主的再来。
And that is the return of our Lord.
让我们的心也定在一个人的身上。
May our hearts also be fixed on one person.
就是我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
And that is upon the person of our Lord Jesus.
快快的预备好迎接他的再来，或者我们去见他，或者他来接我们。
So that we could quickly be prepared so that we could meet him or for him to come and get us.
我想想主给我们一个爱的一个 message。
I do believe that the Lord has given us this love message.
昨天一个安息聚会。
Yesterday was a memorial service.
下周六有一个 结婚聚会。
And this Saturday, we're going to have a wedding ceremony.
什么是他那个爱的 message 呢？
What is this message of love?
新郎要来娶他的新妇。
The bridegroom is coming to gather his bride.
我说下个礼拜六的婚礼啊。
I'm speaking of the wedding on Saturday.
就是我们亲爱的这个 Susan 小姊妹啊。
Our sister Susan.
你想想啊，这一段时间呢，Susan 是多忙碌的在预备这个婚礼。
Can you imagine how busy Susan is in preparing for this wedding?
你也想想，这是何等欢喜的一件事。
And think of what a happy occasion this is.
这一件事不是提醒我们要如何爱慕主的显现吗？
Isn't this a reminder for us to love the appearing of our Lord?
昨天的安息聚会提醒我们。
And yesterday's memorial service reminded us.
我们亲爱的 Brother Lawrence 弟兄
Our dear Brother Lawrence
已经预备好了。
He was prepared.
他已经被他所亲爱的主接去了。
And he was taken by his beloved Lord.
这里爱的 message 是什么呢？
So what is today's message of love?
你我预备好了吗？
Are you and I ready?
最后我要做结论。
And so in conclusion,
神对人的爱是宇宙最大的爱情故事。
God's love for people is the greatest love story in all the universe.
这一位全能的造物者，万军之耶和华。
This almighty creator, the Lord of hosts.
他不但爱我们这一些受造的人，
Not only does he love those of us who have been created,
他还为他所造的人所爱的人类上十字架。
But he also went up to the cross for all of his creation.
舍命救赎他们做人类的救赎主。
He has become the redeemer for all those who have been created by him.
他不站在外面赦免我们拯救我们
Not only has he outwardly forgiven us and saved us of our sins
还在我们里面做我们的生命改变我们变化我们
But inwardly he is our life and transforming us
叫我们渐渐成为他的形象
So that gradually we are being molded into his image
把我们这一般污秽的罪人如淫妇一般的能够洗得干净
cleansing us filthy sinners and harlots into those who are pure
成为圣洁
to be pure and holy
可以献给他自己做一个荣耀的教会做他的新妇
so that we can be a glorious church and his new bride
我们知道夫妻两个人是从不同背景的人结合。
We do know that when a couple is married, these are two people who come from different backgrounds. They are united.
彼此相爱。
And they love one another.
二人成为一体。
And two become one flesh.
我们也本来是跟神无份无关的外邦人。
Previously, we were Gentiles who had nothing to do with God.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
But because Christ, he loves the church and he gave his own life for her.
他用他的宝血圣别洁净我们。
And with his own precious blood, he cleansed us.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
为了叫我们能够与他相配，
so that we,
能够跟他成为一体嘛。
So that we can be properly fitted to him, to be one flesh with him.
基督是元首。
Christ is the head.
我们是他身上的肢体。
We are the members of his body.
我们是他骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
We are the bone of his bone, the flesh of his flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这是极大的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a great mystery.
从地上夫妻的关系上，我们能够略略领略这个奥秘。
So between the relationship of husband and wife here on earth, we can gradually come to understand a little bit of this mystery.
就是神和人相爱的故事。
And that is the love story between God and man.
他不但是我们的造物主，他也是我们的救赎主。
Not only is he our creator, but also our redeemer.
他更是爱我们的丈夫，也是将来要迎娶教会的新郎。
He even more so is our husband and also the bridegroom who will one day come from his bride.
这是神从创世以来的心意。
And this is his heart's desire from even before the creation of the world.
虽然他的仇敌可以在人的身上做破坏的工作。
Even though his enemy, Satan, can do the work of destruction upon man.
但是 Hallelujah, 神的旨意终必得成。
But Hallelujah, we thank the Lord that his will be accomplished.
但愿我们都趁着还有今日全心的爱主。
May we, while we still have today, love the Lord with our whole hearts.
成为心腹就是荣耀的教会。
To be the bride, and that is the glorious church.
预备迎接主的再来。
So that we may be prepared to welcome his return.
让他能够迎娶他的心腹。
So that he can come for his bride.
使他那个美好的旨意永远的旨意在我们身上早日得着成就。
So that his purpose, his beautiful and good purpose, may be quickly accomplished in all of us.
让我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord.
谢谢你今天早晨将你心中爱我们的意念向我们打开。
Thank you for once again opening up your thought of great love towards us.
主啊，赦免我们对你神圣的大爱反应的太迟钝了。
Lord, forgive us because we have such a stubborn response towards your love.
谢谢你对我们百般的忍耐。
Thank you for your long-suffering love.
不管我们的光景如何，你还是爱我们。
No matter what our condition is, you still love us.
亲爱的主啊
，Dear Lord，
谢谢你爱我们到底。
Thank you for loving us to the uttermost.
求主激动我们的心。
Do constrain our hearts.
如果我爱你，主耶稣，是现在。
If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
主啊
，Dear Lord，
也求你让我们爱慕你的显现。
May we also love your appearing。
你把预备婚礼和迎娶新妇的喜乐和荣耀显在我们的眼前。
May you reveal to us the glory as well as the joy of being prepared as a bride.
让我们全心的爱你
，so that we would love you with our whole hearts，
预备自己
，so that we may be prepared。
愿你心中深处的神和人相爱的旨意早日实现。
May your will of being united together with the people you love may it appear quickly。
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.